Hello and welcome to this special podcast with WazirX and CNBCTV18.com. The theme that we are discussing today is balancing traditional portfolios to make room for blockchain assets. As we enter the new year, it's also time to start looking at your portfolio's performance, whether you want to change, delete, modify, and add newer opportunities. That's exactly what the new year is all about. And blockchain can become a part of new and existing portfolios. We actually have had various conversations in 2021 on how people have started including cryptocurrencies and blockchain as a part of their portfolio. The conversation really has been about 2% or thereon. But what has changed? What are the kind of people who are adding it to their portfolios is exactly what we are going to discuss with our panel today. We are joined by Rashmi Arpadi, who is VP Business Operations at WazirX. We also have with us Mr. Vatsal Kanakia, who is Principal and CTO 100X. Gentlemen, hi. Thank you so much for taking time out for us today. Rashmi, let's start with you first. And we have seen the conversations evolve. There is more research, more awareness as far as investors go. What is your sense? Are people reassessing their financial portfolios? And what do you see space for cryptocurrencies within this?
Hi, Manisha. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me here. I think you said it right? I think the year 2021 has shown that crypto assets can no longer be ignored. From big funds to HNIs, corporates to MSMEs are adopting crypto at a really, really fast pace today. And I think as retail investors, we have seen that they are also starting to consider having crypto assets as part of the portfolio going forward, right? What we have seen at large is the approach on what percentage, how they are balancing portfolio into their mix of the financial portfolio, having crypto into the mix depends on their risk appetite, conviction and research, obviously. And we have seen people investing something as low as 5% of the investment value to go up to 20-25%. And I would also mention here that crypto investments are really volatile and risky. Hence, the investments should be calibrated and not go full on into crypto per se.
Well, clearly, as I said, and as you said also, Rashmi, that we have seen people be more aware and start diversifying their portfolios, including cryptocurrencies into this. But Vatsal, you know, for most people, it still is a bit of a splurge because as the going says, if you're investing in cryptocurrencies, you know, remember it's a volatile asset class and you can perhaps lose 100% of your investment there. So for those kind of people, what is the best way to maintain or make a portfolio?
So along the lines of, you know, how Rashmi mentioned, I typically, you know, tend to allocate about 5%, 5 to 7% of my net worth or, you know, annual investable into cryptocurrencies. The way I think about it is, you know, to evaluate a cryptocurrency, look at kind of the community they are building, right, in terms of do they have a strong community of believers, of users, and a strong community of developers, right? Because the value of a currency comes from the fact that it has a large number of people, a large community who are actually believing in it, who are using it, and who are evangelizing it, right? So in that way, I try to kind of find the right coins which have good currency. And I build my portfolio in such a way where a majority of my holding goes in kind of the more stable, the more popular coins, which would be the Bitcoins and the Ethereums of the world, right, which would be considered safe assets, right, blue chip assets today in the crypto world, at least. And then I would put, you know, maybe a remaining 30% into more riskier up and coming projects over time, right? So that's typically how I think about and how I advise my friends to kind of, you know, build their crypto portfolio companies.
So, you know, as you pointed out, Vatsal, there are believers and there are skeptics, and not everybody is going full on into, you know, putting in cryptocurrencies in their portfolio. But what is the need? What is the understanding that one needs to have even before they start considering putting cryptocurrencies in their portfolio?
Obviously, a basic understanding of the technology behind it is very important. You know, see, the important thing to understand is if you're coming as a speculator, if you're speculating saying, okay, I'm just investing because the value of crypto is going to rise up, you're going to get shaken by all the fear, uncertainty, volatility, right? But if you really understand the technology behind it, the use cases, you become a part of the community, right? Then you start really seeing the value in the project, right? You start seeing the value in the ecosystem, the tech being created, right? And that kind of helps you take down that uncertainty to a notch, right? So it is critical to kind of go through at least some level overview of blogs written on those, you know, coins, on why, what use cases are being built, what's happening in DeFi, you know, how is the project evolving? How is the tech, how does the community feel about it? And how is it driving forward, right? And the more you educate yourself, you know, the more confidence you get in yourself, and then you're less of a speculator and more of an investor, right? Saying that, yes, I'm investing because I really believe in the value of Bitcoin or in the value of Ethereum. And you're a long-term believer. And so whatever volatility there is, you know, that's not going to shake you.
When we talk about portfolios, it's majorly as investors. But Rashmi, would you say that the market has a whole harvest of traders, speculators, investors, the people driven by FOMO, or people who want to actually try this market even before they start putting considerable money in this?
I think you're right there, Manisha. So as the market progresses, we find people entering the market with being driven by FOMO. Primarily, that's how people enter. And they slowly mature into getting, let's say, either becoming a holder, in like hodler, like we say in crypto, or becoming a trader, day trader, or cycle traders in general. Also, I think most people, so crypto is still very new, right? A relatively very, very new asset class. And I think we also need to go a little back to understand how, let's say 10 years back, if I would, anyone have told about a Facebook or an Amazon or an even for a matter Tesla, right? Even Apple at some point of time, people used to have that speculative mindset. Are these going to give returns? How are they going to give returns? And today, these stocks in global market are some of the leaders and give the best returns to the investors, right? I think that is what is driving most of the new investors, saying that, okay, crypto and blockchain investments are probably the next generation of tech companies coming in. And 10 years from now, we might be in a state where more any tech companies that we'll see in the top 100 would be having an aspect of blockchain in there. So it is no longer luxury to say that, hey, you know what, that's a new technology, let's ignore it, it's just a fad, it will go away. I don't think we are there anymore. We have gone past that stage. We have gone into a stage where people are considering this very, very seriously. And the biggest indicator can be taken from the fact that Facebook changed their name to Meta. Microsoft announced that they are going to begin to Metaverse. Square changed their name to Block. And I think if these are indicator, not enough indicators, then I don't know what would be then, right?
Oh, well, absolutely. Yes, if the big companies are changing names just to be a part of this portfolio, then clearly I get your point there. This one is to you, Vatsal. So yes, we are looking at retail, institution, more products coming into this market. India is still waiting for more products here, but there are big names globally which are being a part of this. Would you say it just adds further to the credibility, ensuring that if even if you were looking at this as a part of portfolio, you basically start picking some collective, some special top of the rank cryptocurrencies within your portfolio?
I think it's always a good sign when large companies, you know, large products are being built around cryptocurrency. It's a sign of mainstream adoption. Forgive me if I misunderstood the question, but, you know, yes, I do believe in keeping a majority in kind of my portfolio in those blue chip kind of, you know, crypto coins, right? Whether it's Bitcoin, Ethereum, more recently, maybe other stable coins for yield farming or you know, DAOs like MakerDAO, which have kind of become over time much more blue chip comparatively and more mainstream and more acceptable, right? So yeah, a majority of my portfolio, I would say, or others would say that, you know, keeping those blue chip and the rest into more growth.
Well, absolutely. You know, the next point of conversation clearly is tax related, because when you're investing, you are looking at your profits and your tax responsibilities there as well. And this is yet another subject which has been talked about so much in 2021, rather. As we get into the new year, markets are awaiting for further clarity on this. Rashmi, what's your sense? It's an investment avenue. It also does not talk about tax saving as yet. So when you include it in your portfolio, how would you advise looking at the tax side of this?
I probably have a little different take on this one. So I think India has this tax saving associated with investment so that people can start beginning to put money into investment, right? And not just into savings account or fixed deposits per se. If someone is putting money into a savings account or fixed deposits, they're actually losing money today on a year-to-year basis. The retail inflation is usually higher than the returns that we are getting on these savings or fixed deposits right now, right? I think it's about time for retail investors to start understanding this, start understanding that you have to move to a, have a strategy to move to a higher yield products, not just fixed deposits or savings. And while moving there, have diversification of portfolio there, right? The tax aspect of it takes care of itself. As you start earning or getting better returns, you pay whatever bracket of taxes you are getting, and you should not invest only for tax savings. You should invest for your growth, growth of your capital, growth of your money, and not only for tax savings purpose here.
Matsal, what's your sense on this when it comes to tax benefits versus tax savings to ensuring that your money earns better than what it does lying idle or in other asset classes?
No, I'm actually absolutely in line with Rashmi here. We're hoping to see with the crypto bill, hopefully, maybe next 3 to 6 months, some clarity on the tax situation and how this will be built. But broadly, I would say along the lines of Rashmi, you know, it is important for investors to start thinking, how can I build, beat inflation, right, and build wealth. Crypto is a tremendous opportunity to create real wealth, you know, generational wealth, by investing small amounts today, right? And so it is an opportunity to create wealth, and you know, tax should be kind of the last thing on mind right now when you have the opportunity to really pound over time and, you know, build wealth. Jab bhi realize hoga wealth, then maybe you can think about, you know, how can I save tax on this.
All right. Yes, that point is well taken. You know, interestingly, both of you touched upon the word regulations, and that is exactly what the markets were hoping we will get out of the way by this quarter, because a lot of people are waiting on the sidelines to be on the right side of the regulations. That is when they would perhaps start investing, include this in your portfolio. A lot of people are excited reading about blockchain, cryptocurrencies, and the kind of developments that we see onto this on a day-to-day basis. So, Rashmi, to you first. Have regulations led to lesser people including cryptos in their portfolio?
Oh, yes. I think I have been hearing people across, even my friends, many of my friends, good friends, they say, hey, I can't really put into anything into crypto yet. They are sitting on the fringes to ensure once the regulation comes in, then they will be 100% sure how they're getting into this new asset class. Like everyone else, we are also waiting for a regulation to come along and make it a regulated space and give more confidence to the retail investors to start putting money into this space, right? That said, I would also say, in general, there is a notion, or was a notion, I would say, put it, that crypto investments are illegal, it is not allowed. I think that is completely incorrect. In fact, in the last, till now, today, crypto investments have never been illegal in India. It's just how sometimes we misinterpret the words being said by different authorities and we think it is illegal. It is not illegal. It is just that we don't know under which regulations it comes in. And what happens is regulations essentially follow the market. As crypto gains more prominence, regulation will follow and kind of put the structures in, right? It's the market comes first, regulations follows. And that is what in stage that we are right now in cryptocurrencies or crypto assets.
There are people who are waiting on the sidelines, and there are people who can't set their goals because there is no clarity. Vatsal, how would you look at this? And should people wait it out? Should people start dipping their feet into it? How does one who wants to be on the right side of regulations go about the whole cryptocurrency as a sector?
So obviously, your mileage may vary. Everybody has a different opinion on this. Personally, I'm of the opinion, you know, it's very tough to time any market in general, but the crypto market being as volatile it is, you can't time it. The more kind of, again, you know, coming back, it is important to educate yourself and keep educating yourself if you're really interesting, right? If you're interested, if you're coming in only thinking of the gains and not thinking about, okay, I get to see the future of the world, right? This is an opportunity to be a part of the future of the world. Then you're not going to enjoy the process as much, right? So more you educate yourself, the more you believe in the long term, then timing doesn't really matter because you're still very early, right? And so then it's like, okay, there's no really right time to start. It's now, right? Whenever I get the chance, I keep dipping in, I keep kind of cost averaging it so that I keep, you know, gathering more and more assets over time, right? So that's how I kind of think about it. But obviously, everybody's mileage varies and everybody's risk capacity varies. So up to you guys on how to do it.
Oh, well, you know, when Bitcoin was $6, not too many people knew about it. At $600, people knew about it, but didn't know how to buy it. At $60,000, they don't know whether to buy it, what are the regulations. So, well, yes, people who understand the market definitely are in it and have it in their portfolios. But there are some still waiting on the sidelines, watching the prices and technology continue to soar higher. Let's move on then, and let's talk about the other products. You guys talked about yield farming. Well, yes, that's yet another thing which seems to be catching up. But in the Indian markets, it really has been about NFTs and whether or not to invest in this, have it in your portfolios, how to look at that market overall. So, Rashmi, talk to me about understanding this market from an investor point of view.
Sure. I think NFTs are the new flavor of the town on the crypto space, right? It has been since mid-2021. And I would say NFTs are even more riskier than what crypto assets are today. And investing into NFTs is a lot more, needs a lot more understanding of what the NFTs are for than try to just jump in because it's a fad, right? So most of the NFT projects today are aping one another, trying to find, okay, that is also popular, so we also get in. NFT is solving some real tech values or tech problems, but I don't think people are understanding that yet, right? They need to go deeper, like Vatsal has been saying, educate yourself, no, go yourself deeper into every technology that you're investing into, and then understand. And like crypto has, there's different sectors inside crypto, like we have got utility classes, like the coins in the market, or investments like Bitcoin or Ethereum, or DeFi products, or file storage, and so many different sectors in crypto. Similarly, NFTs are also got sectors. Not all NFTs are same. There are NFTs which are for art, like for great artists, which that is a digital art and that is getting done. There's a collectible aspect of NFTs where people are having those different digital collection, digital art collections, and that is there coming in. There's a memorabilia aspects of NFTs, like you have an NFT for an Amitabh Bachchan or for any other sports star, which is coming in. There are utility aspects of NFT, like gaming and everything that's there coming in. So I think we have to understand that NFT is not one subject, but there are different sectors inside NFT. Which sector do we understand best in the NFT things? And then invest into NFT with a long-term perspective, not with a short-term perspective. NFTs are really, really even more volatile than a crypto asset today and at very low in liquidity. So if you are getting a new investor and you're making your first investment into crypto, I don't think NFT should be the first one. Educate yourself and then get in first.
All right. I mean, that's a sane advice really coming in. Vatsal, how would you want to add to that? Because as Rashmi said, more than cryptos, NFTs are riskier assets. So if I am making a portfolio today, should I, if I have 100 rupees to put in, how much should be cryptos and how much should be an NFT?
Yeah, for most, I would say zero on NFTs. You know, when most people, when they're thinking and talking about NFTs today, they're probably talking about the art, like, you know, Rashmi mentioned there's different types, right? So most people are talking about the art-based NFTs, right? It's like buying a painting, but that is obviously more of a gatefold market, right? It's very subjective if there is value to a painting or a piece of art or not. And you don't know if you will have liquidity, if you'll be able to sell it across now, long-term, short-term, very subjective, very risky, very speculative. Would request most to kind of stay away from that part of the market. More utility NFTs, you know, around gaming projects, etc., will come, right? So just to give an example, one of the earliest projects in this space that really got me interested in crypto and the value of crypto and the value it could create was something called CryptoKitties, right? Where you basically owned a cat which lived on the blockchain. It lived nowhere else in no other database but on the blockchain. And you could mate your cat with some other cats and it would randomly generate a new kind of cat. And every cat had like traits like big eyes, small eyes, which could be rare, unique, and that would give those cats value, right? And people wanted to own the rare ones. So it became kind of a cool collectible game which lived on chain, right? And beyond that, now there are projects where you have games where complete assets, for example, in Fortnite, if there's a gun, right? Not that Fortnite has implemented this, but if there's a gun, now you own an NFT of the gun, which means there's a limited supply of that specific gun, and you have one out of maybe 100 pieces of that gun, right? So those are like tangible virtual assets, not tangible, but, you know, virtual assets which have utility and which may have value in the future, right? So looking out for those kinds of projects, educating on themselves and investing might still be valuable as compared to art-based NFTs, which is what people mostly hear about and which are highly, highly speculative. So I would not recommend people to get into that unless you really understand the space.
Oh, all right. And that's exactly what we're trying to create here. But a question to both of you, and Rashmi, I'll start with you first. So if there was a portfolio being made right now, how would you call it a balanced portfolio? So I have an ABC here. One, total portfolio, and what part should be cryptocurrencies or NFT, be it? And when and within this portfolio, how much cryptocurrencies, what would you look at?
Right. So personally, I would put about 20-25% in crypto. I would recommend others to think anything between 5-20% in crypto. And like we diversify in our stable, in our stock market or any other portfolio inside crypto as well, I'll diversify that. Again, I go for altcoins versus Bitcoin and Ether. Now, altcoins also, I make my choices based on my strong theses or my understanding what I believe is be happening. One thing to understand is I do not FOMO. Say if some altcoin, let's say Dogecoin, happens to rally 30%, 40%, I'll not FOMO and get in there just because it is rallying. My fundamentals has to really signal that, okay, this is fundamentally, I understand this sector, fundamentally understand the reasoning behind the cryptocurrencies over there or the crypto assets, and then I can invest in thinking that, okay, why it should be going in. So that's a very important aspect to understand how we get in, right? And the second part, unlike while I say that NFTs are really, really volatile, I do have a 10% allocation to NFTs in my portfolio. And the NFTs, the like of NFTs I do, I have got no collections in my portfolio. I actually am going for utility. And the kind of NFTs which I believe will be coming in the next 3 to 5 years and becoming big. Like gaming is a really, really big sector that I am personally invested into. And I think... I think there are a few others in the early days. DAOs and others are a little early days, but we will get to that stage where they will also become a large part or segment in the portfolio. Right now, it is 5-10% for me in NFTs. Thanks.
So, you know, that's exactly something you said, don't go in a Dogecoin or a Shiba, you know, if it suddenly starts to surge. But that's exactly what you see people doing. So thank you for, you know, sounding that off. Vatsal, what's your sense? Because there are thousands of cryptocurrencies and people seem to be wanting the ones that run up faster. Everybody wants to make money at the end of the day. What's your advice?
Yeah. So I think, you know, long term, again, you know, the more you educate yourself, the more you believe in the long term value of each, you know, currency. But for example, in a blockchain like or a project like Bitcoin, right, the way I think about it is how much can the value go up from here, right? And for me, kind of the peg I have in mind is one Satoshi, which is kind of the smallest divisible part of a Bitcoin, should be equal to a dollar, right? That's the value I want to reach. And we're obviously not there yet, right? So it's okay for me if I'm coming in today as well, right? The reason I push for more these kinds of coins, right, which are maybe slightly costlier, but you know, typically more blue chip, is because it's easier for retail investors to do lesser research and then invest in, let's say, a Bitcoin on an Ethereum. If you're doing newer projects, let's say a Solana or a Polygon or a Cardano, you're going to have to do a lot more research to build conviction in those opportunities, right? If you have the time and the effort to put in and research those, you should do it and build a portfolio out of that. But my recommendation typically is go for the blue chip ones, which you know are kind of validated, lots of developers, lots of open source stuff, lots of projects happening. So you know that this tech is not broken. You know, it's kind of validated and there's trustworthy value behind it, right? And then the rest in a few altcoins that you might, I would say a 70-30 split for me, right? Where 70% is those blue chip, which I know I can trust, right? And then the 30% in all coins every year, where up and coming projects, which I believe are building strong value, good projects, strong community, strong developer community, importantly, which I can study and then build it on. I typically personally have a zero NFT portfolio yet. But like Rashmi said, I'm also looking to start building my gaming NFT portfolio and the, you know, on the utility side of things.
All right. So, you know, after this podcast, let's get in touch with Rashmi and get some insight on how to build our NFT portfolios. But gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today and giving our listeners a sense on what their portfolio can be and how to make it and what to avoid, really. This is wishing you a very happy 2022. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Manisha, for having me here.